basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Live from Washington, Kansas, down at Washington County High School, the host of the Twin Valley League Tournament here in 2026. We are off and running on Saturday with two great games, and here we continue it on a Monday. We got a great slate of matchups coming up here for you. We got a girls game for Axel taking on Valley Heights. Axel, the sixth seed of the girls side, Valley Heights, the number three. And then afterwards, we'll have a game consecutively. Blue Valley Randolph boys, the number six seed, taking off the number three seed, the Donovan West Mustangs, who have a bye for the first time in 8 years. And here they play on a Monday against Blue Valley Randolph. We'll take a couple-hour break, and we'll come right back for the Centralia Panthers, the number seven seed, taking on the Axel Eagles, the boys, who are number two in this tournament and have won this tournament for three consecutive years here on the boys' side. So, again, we'll have our girls' matchup up first, Axel Valley Heights, and we'll have two boys' games right after this first game, Blue Valley Randolph and Donovan West, and then at roughly around 7:45, we'll have Centralia and Axel. It's going to be a great noon and night here of basketball action for the Twin Valley League Tournament. Crin and Profit, MJ back in studio, and maybe a special guest here to join us a little later here on in the evening. But again, here our first matchup, Axel Eagle Girls, Valley Heights Mustang Girls. It's going to be a good matchup. We had Axel on Saturday. They had a victory over Onega, 49-34. It was primarily put together by a dominating second quarter stretch where they were able to outpace and outscore Onega in the second quarter. I believe it was 23-7 in that range. And after that, they were able to kind of cruise and breeze to that finish of 49-34. In that game, Caitlin Detweiler had 12 steals and 16 points, 6 of those steals and 15 of those points, which came all in that second quarter against Onega. This is an Axel team that prides themselves on defense this year, holding teams to 24.6 points per game, outscoring their rivals 676-320, 52 points per game, and an allowed average of just 24.6, just like I said. This is a team that is of a new height this season. They are 10-2. This is the first time this team has been 10-2 since 2015, a year they finished 18-5 overall. They lost in the sub-state semifinal to Lynn 52-40. But you look at that year, they beat Onega also in the first round of the Twin Valley League tournament back in 2015. They took third overall in the tournament, beating out Lynn in the third place match 42-39. So this is an Axel team that's going to set themselves up for a potential run here in this Twin Valley League tournament. They're coming off an 8-game winning streak, already won that first round game against Onega, and they've already played a lot of these TVL teams that are top ranked in the state in their own class very close. They played Valley Heights early this season. They lost by 4 points, 41-37. They also lost to Lynn, the ranked number three team of class 1A Division II, 44-36, just two ranks down right under the Hanover Wildcats. Axel, who hasn't taken on Hanover yet this season, as well as Valley Heights, both these teams haven't been able to go against Hanover. They'll play them in the second part of this season. But you look at Axel, this is a girls team that is much improved. They return a lot of talent, and that is what has improved this team year after year. Head coach Brad Brockschemann has improved his record every single season as the head coach. Last year, was a 12-12 finish with a 3-7 finish in the league, which was an improvement from the 10-14 season prior to it. And that was the most wins in a season for Axel since 2017-2018. And this is looking to be the best year since 2015 for this Lady Eagles team. And then you kind of flip the page over here. We look at Valley Heights. Jordan Brockschemann in his 10th season, over 160 career wins. He's just been really great here as the head coach, tenured for Valley Heights. This year, you look at their lineup top down. It's been great. They don't have a ton of depth, but they got a lot of great players who play at a high level in their cast. Three returning starters, nine Lettermen, and five trips to state in the last 6 years. So you look at it, these players are experienced, and they have so much potential here on the court and this season to not only make a state run, but be able to make some noise at state this season. Of course, it's led by Ava Smith, a first-team TVL player, a four-year starter, a first-team All-State player who last year was averaging 17 points a game. Here she's averaging 18.4 points per game this season. So in this matchup, we're going to see two really great teams battling out in our first matchup here of Twin Valley League play. All right, we're going to step aside for a quick 3 minutes. We'll come back and we'll keep this pregame going all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit card. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
You're dialed in 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crib Profit MJ back in studio. We have Twin Valley League tournament play all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Of course, we got this off and rolling on Saturday, but here it continues on a Monday. Our first set of games today, Axel Eagles, the girls taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs. Axel is a Class 1A Division II team taking on Valley Heights is a Class 2A team, ranked number 10 by the way, in the classification. They're the third seed team in this tournament. Axel's the 60th team. They've already played one game. That was on Saturday. We had that coverage. They went over Onega 49-34 using a dominant second quarter stretch. Before our last break, we talked a lot about Axel there. Let's talk a little bit more about Valley Heights and them as a team. They went 16-9 last year, 7-4 in the Twin Valley League. They won their first three games against Marysville, Raleigh County, and Axel. Then they were going to lose three straight against Centralia, a team that went undefeated and winning the Class 1 Division 1 title. Then against Nemaha Central, as well as against Jonathan West, who'd be the runner-up of the Class 2A title. Valley Heights, they would lose in the third-place match in the Twin Valley League tournament to Jonathan West, 56-41. But Valley Heights, they were able to make a run and get to state. Unfortunately, their season ended in the first round against Pitt Colgan, 41-37. But look at this year for Valley Heights. They came out, nice two games to start the year, 54-37 went over Marysville, a 41-37 win over Axel. And one thing about that win in that game specifically there for Valley Heights is that Ava Smith was out for nearly 50% of that game. It wasn't from injury, though. It was from foul trouble. She got into foul trouble early on the first half, and Valley Heights had to look to some other players on their team, those players being Mia Vermitten, Lindsey Gray, Paige Miller, and Josie Parker, Taysa Bigham. But Josie Parker, she's out today, sick for Valley Heights. So Ava Smith, she's going to be a player that has to stay out here on the court for Valley Heights to give them to give this team a chance here against Axel. Both these teams can play at the same defensive level and at the same offensive level in terms of firepower and tempo. So both teams are going to keep their players here on the court tonight. No one's going to try to get in foul trouble on either side. At least you don't want to be here in foul trouble. One fact here coming into this game, Valley Heights, again, they won literally this season, 41-37. Valley Heights, they beat Axel last year, 64-45. But going back, Valley Heights has won 11 consecutive games here against this Axel Eagles girls team. The last win for Axel over Valley Heights came all the way back in February the 23rd of 2016. They won 68-54. Courtney Heinen scored 31 points in that victory for the Axel Eagles. Again, that was quite a ways away. That was 10 years ago nearly. And just 2 weeks from now, that was the last time Axel beat this Valley Heights team. So for Axel, this is an opportune time. This is no better of an opportunity. You have an 8-game winning streak, a team that you lost to by just 4 points earlier on this season, a second-round game, a chance to make a real run in this Twin Valley Tournament, to show this league that you've been able to really rebuild year in, year out these last couple of years, and now you're going to play at a top level in the top half of this league, and there is no better opportunity to prove that than in this tournament right here in this game against Valley Heights. And Valley Heights, they're going to handle a very tough team that is coming off a lot of steam, because I can tell you this, this Axel locomotive is coming off a lot of coal here on their side. And that boys team is going to be the same way. That boys team is still nothing to fret about, too. They're going to be coming off quite ahead of steam as well. But this Axel girls team, they're a dark horse, especially for this Twin Valley tournament, and definitely a one to look out for. So Valley Heights, both teams, we'll talk about it more here. Good scores, great defensive team. It's going to be a great match for our first game. All right, final break here. We'll step aside for 2 minutes. We'll come back here for tip-off. Axel and Valley Heights girls matchup here to start our Monday slate of Twin Valley Tournament play.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
We get ready for our first game here, the Twin Valley League Tournament here on a Monday. It's the number 6 seed Axel Eagle Girls taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs. Number 3 seed Valley Heights starters, your Ava Smith, Mia Vermitten, Lindsey Gray, Paige Miller, Tessa Bigham. Valley Heights is head coached by Jordan Brockman. It's 10th season. Axel Eagles, Ava Brockman, Reagan Hayes at camp, Natalie Stroppin, Maggie Stroppin, and Caitlin Detweiler. Axel is led by Brad Brockman in his 4th season. Valley Heights wins the tip-off. Here we got 4 quarters and 32 minutes of play here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Axel, Valley Heights, on and going. Tessa Bigham here passing this outside the perimeter to Gray. Gray right side. She goes to Vermitten. Vermitten on the right wing, dribbles up to her left, passes to Gray. Gray on the key, drives left side, passes out to Smith. Smith tries to go for a jump shot, pass off to her teammate Bigham. Bigham driving to the basket. She finishes in for 2. Assist by Ava Smith. And Valley Heights will strike first. 7:23 to go here in the opening quarter. Valley Heights up 2-0 over Axel. Axel looking to respond. Natalie underneath, a jump fade missing from inside the paint, but a rebound underneath by Reagan Hazekamp. She'll be fouled. It'll go up to the line and shoot 2. Reagan Hazekamp heading up to the line to shoot 2 here for Axel. This season, Reagan Hazekamp averaging 7 points a game, 5 rebounds a game. Her first shot is up and in. Hazekamp, she had 14 points against Onega, 12 points in the first half. Here in that Saturday game where Axel was able to sweep Onega 49-34. Dominating game there. And Reagan Hazekamp goes 2-for-2 at the line. This ties the game up at 2-all with 7:10 left to go here in this opening quarter. Valley Heights down the floor, nearly losing the ball, picking up at the elbow. Now to Gray. Gray. Up top, Vermitten. Vermitten drives inside the key, and she has a long 2. Valley Heights now back up by 2, 4-2, 6:55 to go in this first quarter. Foul on the far side near the scores table against Valley Heights. Ball called against Ava Smith. That's her first foul of the game. Mentioned in the pregame that Ava Smith, she got an early foul trouble the first time against Axel, and that kept her out of nearly 50% of that game. Can't do that here today. Valley Heights already out. Josie Parker. Don't want to go too far into the bench. Valley Heights, or excuse me, Axel, a bunny underneath, but Maggie Stroppin misses it. Rebound by Mia Vermitten. She's down the floor quickly. She finds a wide open Ava Smith. And Ava Smith goes in for 2. And Mia Vermitten gets the assist. Axel. The Brockman. Brockman. The Maggie. Maggie at the top perimeter. She swings out to her left side to Reagan Hazekamp. Hazekamp, Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler, the right, Brockman. Brockman underneath, bounce pass, front court, now to the back court on a bounce pass. So between a couple Axel offensive players, but they maintain the possession. Maggie back up top, Natalie straightaway shot for 3, that fakes off the back of the board. Natalie Stroppin with a straightaway 3 to take the lead, our first lead change of the game. Here. Excuse me. 6-5. Valley Heights still up by 1. 5:46 to go here in this first quarter, but Axel here gets the ball right back on a rebound from Caitlin Detweiler. So Axel still down by 1. 6-5. Detweiler on the left side wing. She drives left, spins around, fires to the basket, and finishes. And now Axel, there you go, a little premature call there on the earlier one. Axel now finally here takes the lead. 7-6, their first lead change. 7-6, Axel, Valley Heights trying to respond quickly to Ava Smith. She is fouled under the basket, and she'll go up and shoot 2. Ava Smith will head up to the line now and shoot 2. Or no, it's not a shot foul, they'll say is on the ground. So here, inbound for Valley Heights. They'll kick it out, stop to Gray. Gray a 3-pointer, and that will sink on in. Lindsey Gray responds with a 3. 18%. From the 3 this season, she sinks that one. That's her 63rd point of the year. 9-7. Here, Valley Heights re-kicks the lead. Trying to tie it. Axel, Natalie underneath, misses her shot on the baseline. Ball goes out of bounds. And Axel will give the ball back to Valley Heights. Mia Vermitten tosses it in to Lindsey Gray. Axel here, not applying any pressure on defense right now. by an man-to-man pickup. That's a Bigham, drives underneath, gets denied by Maggie Strop in her first block of the game. First takeaway for this Axel defense, who had over 15 steals against Onega on Saturday. Reagan Hayes at camp, switches left hand, drives inside the elbow, flips out to Detweiler. Detweiler, backdoor pass, finds Natalie, but Natalie couldn't get the finish. Rebound by Lindsey Gray. Gray down the floor for Valley Heights. Now it's to Paige Miller. Miller is blocked, and it is picked up. That's the second block here, back-to-back by Maggie Strothman. This season, Maggie Strothman's averaging three blocks a game, already two blocks in this first quarter for Axel, as she has it at the top of the perimeter. She goes left side, under, down low, pass back up around the arc. Axel has it on the far side corner. Now they kick it in to Maggie. Maggie misses off the window, and now Miller picks up the board. Down the floor, she'll have a quick shot to Ava Smith, and Smith will go in for two. Miller, the assist. Smith in for two. A timeout is called, a full timeout by Axel. They're down by four, 11-7, with 3:49 left to go in this first quarter. Valley Heights 11, Axel 7 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Kansaland Radio.
After the Axel timeout, 3:44 remains here in this first quarter. 11-7 our score. Valley Heights over Axel, our girls matchup here. Winner to move on in the Swin Valley League bracket. Missed three-point shot by Axel, rebounded by Avery Stevenson, her first rebound of the game for the young junior. And now here's Stevenson in the game, dribbles out to her right side, passes away to Smith. Smith inside of her mitten. For mitten, she drives the basket, kicks out. Here's an elbow shot left side, and it's in for two for Tessa Bigham. Valley Heights now up by six, 13-7 over Axel with 3:10 to go here in this first quarter. Maggie to her right to Reagan Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp underneath. Now backdoor cut, pass, and Axel, we're going to get called on a travel, their second turnover here of this quarter. And their passing was really well done. Unfortunately, they just couldn't quite hit the mark. McClellan gets called on the travel for Axel. Now Valley Heights takes over. The Evermitten down the floor on the far side wing. 2:52 to go here in this first quarter. 13-7, Valley Heights over Axel. Stevenson dribbles to her right side. Goes to Smith. Smith bounce passing baseline. To Vermitten. Vermitten tries to go over the top of Maggie Strumpen, couldn't get the finish. And now Axel back with this possession. Outside, Detweiler. Detweiler looking to her left. She drives inside the key, tries to go for a jump stop shot, could not get it to go in. And they're going to get a foul called against Valley Heights. And they're going to signal the shot foul, so that'll allow Caitlin Detweiler to go up and shoot two. Substitutions on the side for Valley Heights. Shaylee Eskram, 5'7" junior, comes in, as well as Kinley Gillig. Here at the free throw line, the shot is up and good for Caitlin Detweiler. 13-10, the three-point lead here for Valley Heights over Axel. After the and one make was good for Caitlin Detweiler. Here, inside under, Mia Vermitten. Couldn't hit the layup shot, and now a rebound. And a foul immediately after on Valley Heights. Rebound was on Maggie Strothman. Foul was called on Lindsey Gray, her second of the quarter for Valley Heights. So already here, Lindsey Gray with two fouls. Ava Smith with one here for Valley Heights. Kaylin Detweiler drives, dribbles, right side, throws it up, and it will be missed short of the basket for Mitten on the rebound. For Mitten down the floor, tracks to her right side, passes that way to Stevenson. Stevenson in, kick out to the top. Miller, she'll take it down low, flipping it out to her teammate Vermitten. Vermitten, opposite side pass, left wing, drive in, Stevenson, she'll kick. And now in the key, back out with it. No shot clock down here at Washington County High School. Here in this game between Valley Heights and Axel, so you got plenty of time moving around the perimeter. There's a foul called. It'll be on Axel, on Avery Bussing, Natalie Strothman. That'll be her first foul of the game, second team foul of the quarter for Axel. 13-10, 1:35 to go in this first quarter. Valley Heights up by three, now up by five. With a shot and a foul, Paige Miller to go up and shoot an and one. Paige Miller, the 5'6" junior, who was out a bit last season, but she's got a great motor and she's got plenty of hustle. She goes 1-for-1 here at the free throw line. Now Valley Heights back up by 6, 16-10. 1:30 to go here in quarter number one. Valley Heights over Axel, Axel with the ball. To Detweiler at the top of the perimeter. Dribbles here to her right side. She'll drive to the basket. Ball is knocked out of her hand. Last touch by Valley Heights. Axel will maintain the possession under the glass. Kaylin Detweiler. To throw it in, left side to Brockman. Brockman sets her feet. Three-point shot missed off the backboard and rebounded by Kinsey Gillig. Valley Heights down the floor quick. Miller, Gillig, Stevenson thinks about the shot. Flies the ball to the right to Eskrom. Eskrom to her left. She'll put it to Miller. Miller, Stevenson still working around the perimeter. Here is Valley Heights driving inside. Stevenson gets rejected. Maggie Strothman gets the pickup. Now Axel down the floor. These Eagles are flying. Detweiler into Maggie. Maggie up top. Here's a three-pointer by Reagan Hazekamp. Stop the back of the iron and rebound in the far corner. Excuse me. Here by Stevenson. 34 seconds left to go in this first quarter. And a timeout will be called. My Valley Heights is a 30-second timeout. We'll take the timeout as well. We're back in 30 seconds. Valley Heights 16, Axel 10 with 34 seconds to go here in quarter number one.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
26 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Valley Heights up by 6, 16-10 over Axel. Via Vermitten, left side. She drives, kicks out to Stevenson. She'll set a ball screen. Now it's worked around the perimeter here for Valley Heights. Again, no shot clock here. Plenty of time. You can get the last second shot up here of this quarter if you're Valley Heights. Zach Miller, she looks at the clock here with her eyes as she has the ball. She'll pass out to her teammate. Now down low. Valley Heights misses the underneath shot. Here's a half-court one by Detweiler. That one nearly cracks the board. But the missed shot will head us into the second quarter. 16-10, Valley Heights leads by 6 over Axel. Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Strong communities are built on trust, and trust starts local. Bendina State Bank proudly serves our neighbors with branches in Bendina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three hometown locations united under one umbrella with one purpose, helping our communities thrive. With deep roots, local leadership, and decisions made right here at home, Bendina State Bank is ready to serve your financial needs today and for generations to come. Bendina State Bank. Local people, local decisions, real community care. BendinaStateBank.com. Member FDIC.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
We're here. Quick jump in to start the quarter. Number two, Valley Heights making a rebound here. It's Ava Smith down the floor. The ball is knocked out of her hands by Axel. And Valley Heights will have the inbound under the glass. 7:32 left to go here in quarter number two. We're in the action here at the Twin Valley League Tournament. Girls side, 16-10. Valley Heights leads over Axel. Pass play inside Ava Smith. It is stolen by Natalie Strothman, and then it is taken back by Stevenson, by Valley Heights. Both teams exchanging turnovers. A long two is missed by Vermitten and rebounded by Broshman. Now Axel takes it down the floor, and then they'll turn it right back over on a long pass skipped over the head of Reagan Hazenkamp. So Axel, back-to-back turnovers here. Valley Heights takes back over. Mia Vermitten on the left side. She drives and flips out to the right side to her teammate Miller. Back in to Vermitten. Vermitten to Miller. Miller left side to Bigham. Bigham, Avery, Smith, and Smith in for two. Nice backdoor cut for Smith. Bigham gets credited with the assist. Valley Heights here. Four assists in this first half. They've done a great job passing inside. And here's another steal. Miller has it for Valley Heights. And she is, they're going to get a foul called on her. They get the foul called on Paige Miller for a charge. Both teams exchanging turnovers once again. Miller had this steal, but immediately got called for a charge. Axel now has it. Natalie, drop in, loses the ball. Due to dribbling, and Paige Miller has another steal. Can she secure the layup this time? Yes, she can. Second time's a charm here for Paige Miller. And Valley Heights is now up by 10, 20-10. And now Axel's having some dribbling issues. 6:15 to go here in this second quarter. But finally, Maggie Stropping is found underneath for two. An easy 2 points, her first points in the game. Maggie Stropping gets the assist. 20-12, Valley Heights over Axel, 6 minutes to go in this second quarter. Valley Heights with it. Gray driving inside the paint. Take a shot, it's a hook one, and it'll go off the right side of the basket and rebounded by Maggie Strompton. Down Natalie, driving down the court. Passes to Hazenkamp, Hazenkamp to Rochman. Rochman inside, pass off Maggie, and Maggie's in for two. Maggie, back-to-back dimes, has done a great job stealing out defenders. When Maggie can get hot underneath, Axel can really start firing away. Air Valley Heights trying to turn the ball over as they lose the ball on the near side, near the stage. But Ava Smith able to pick it up. Ava Smith now shooting a short corner shot. It's off the basket. This ball is on the ground being scrambled for. Surprised they haven't called a jump ball yet. Yes, they have now. There was all kinds of kicking and scraping for the ball. Finally, they get the jump ball. And now Mia Vermitten for Valley Heights as they maintain this possession. Vermitten will throw it in. Left side under the glass. A no look out to Miller. Miller. Gray. Gray left side. She drives. Sets a screen for Miller. And a pass and then a foul to follow. They'll call it on Axel. On Natalie Stropin, her second foul of the game. Picked up a foul in quarter number one. Natalie Strothman will take a break. She'll head to the bench. Alyssa Hazenkamp, the 5'7" senior, will come in for replacement. Tessa Bigham gets this from the inbound and hits it for two. Tessa Bigham, she's on quite a tear here in this first half. 6 points, only averaging 2.1 points per game. And a steal by Gray. Gray finding Vermitten. Vermitten in for two. Gray the steal and the assist. And Axel's having a tough time here handling this Valley Heights defense. They're down by 10, 24-14. Valley Heights over Axel with 4:43 to go in this second half, or second quarter. Substitution for Axel. They put McClellan back in for Ava Brockstrom. So the senior in for the sophomore. Kaylin Detweiler for Axel has on the right wing. Passes inside to Maggie. Maggie back out to Detweiler. Detweiler spinning, trying to jump shot. It hits it off the back of the window. And Detweiler, 7 points here in this first half against Valley Heights. She had 15 points against Onega in the first half. She's had a very good Twin Valley League tournament here to start for this Axel team. As Valley Heights looking to respond in the front court, along two by Miller, is missed. Ball is pinballed around and finally rebound by Alessa Havikamp. Now Axel with it. Detweiler. Now kick out around the perimeter. Drive in by Detweiler inside the paint, and they got a foul in Valley Heights. That'll send Detweiler up to the free throw line to shoot two. 24-16. Axel down by 8 to Valley Heights with 3:55 to go here in this first half. Detweiler, her first shot is up and in. Also would like to give a shout-out to here are TBL tournament sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cooking Company, Winkler Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank, Frankfurt, Highland Community College, and SBS Insurance. Plenty of sponsors here, and I'd like to shout-out and thank all the sponsors who helped our coverage of the Twin Valley tournament. Detweiler going 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Draws it to a 6-point game. Valley Heights trying not to turn the ball over. They find it to Paige Miller for a short corner shot. It's nothing but net. Valley Heights, they have shot very well in this first half, especially from mid-range. Here, Axel passing underneath the basket. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last to touch with Valley Heights. Axel will have it. Under the glass, left side. 3:31 to go in the second quarter, 26-18. Valley Heights over Axel. First time Valley Heights in Axel meets this season. Axel lost by 4, 41-37 to Valley Heights. Here's a three-pointer by McClellan, and that one is air to the right of the rim, and will go out of bounds. Valley Heights will take over. 3:22 to go here in the first half, 26-18. Valley Heights over Axel. Looking to move on to Friday. Winner of this matchup. Here's a short corner shot. Right side missed by Stevenson. And rebounded by Caitlin Detweiler. Second rebound of the game. She averages nearly 9 rebounds a game. 3-point shot up and off the rim. Rebounded by Lindsey Gray by Valley Heights. Valley Heights down the floor quickly. Sava Smith. Smith inside the paint looking to stir it. And she'll be fouled underneath the rim. It'll be foul called on Reagan Hazenkamp. Her second foul of the game. Both Hazenkamp and Stroffman with two fouls here for Axel. 3-point shot up by Gray. She lets it drain. Gray now a 3-pointer in both the first and second quarter of this game. It extends it to an 11-point lead for Valley Heights over Axel, their largest lead of this game. And Valley Heights comes away with a steal. Second the game for Gray. Down the floor, Gray works to Vermitten. Vermitten inside, Euro step and finish! And Axel will have to call a timeout as Valley Heights is getting on a roll. It's a full 60. 2:31 left to go here in the second quarter. 31-18, a 13 lead for Valley Heights over Axel here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Great point shot here up for Axel coming out this timeout. It's missed, and they're going to get a foul here on Axel after this shot. It's against Hazekamp. That's her third foul of the game. That's a huge player to come out here for Axel. And she had 14 points total against Onega and 12 points in that first half. But here, 2 points, two rebounds in this game. She's a really good athlete to be potentially missing a lot of time in this game once she comes out, the next substitution whistle. But Valley Heights has it right now. Driving inside, Lindsey Gray passing down to Gillig. Missed shot. Trying to make the rebound is Stevenson. Off the board and glass again. Rebound by Caitlin Detweiler. Axel Eagles down right now. 13 points, 31-18 to Valley Heights with 1:44 to go in this first half. Maggie's dropping left-hand finish to the basket. Couldn't get it to go in, and Gillig gets the box out for the rebound. Down the floor, Smith, shot from the short corner, missed and rebounded by Caitlin Detweiler. Four rebounds for Detweiler in this game, and here's another steal for Lindsey Gray for Valley Heights. Three steals in this quarter alone for Lindsey Gray. And she'll be left open for a three-pointer. She'll take it. And it'll be missed left side of the basket. Man, we are going back and forth here. Down the floor, and here's maybe another turnover for Axel. They get a break as Avery Stevenson touches it as it goes out of bounds. That'll allow Axel to take Reagan Hazenkamp off the floor and get her to the bench with those three fouls. In the game, they'll put in Avery Bussing. So can't imagine you'll see Hazenkamp in for this final minute and 10 seconds here in for Axel. Paige Miller, she comes back in here for Valley Heights. 70 seconds to go this first half, 31-18. Valley Heights leads over Axel, and Axel turns the ball over again. They have 9 turnovers in this first half, and in this second quarter alone, they have roughly 7. It has been a tough second quarter here for the Axel Eagles. Remitten to the right side of Stevenson. Stevenson back to Miller up top. Miller, right side, high wing, 50 seconds to go in this second quarter. Bounce pass out to Eskrim. Eskrim picks it up. She's stuck on her pivot foot. Goes for a backdoor pass to Miller. She is blocked by Stropman. Maggie, 3 blocks in this first half. Downley picks it up. Now, 33 seconds to go in this second quarter. 31-18. Valley Heights up over Axel. Axel with the possession. Left side wing. Drive in by Detweiler. Detweiler. Maggie, Natalie on the kick out for a three, missing, but Avery Bussing making the rebound. She puts it back to Maggie, and Maggie goes in for two. 31-20, an 11-point lead here for Valley Heights over Axel as they shorten it, and Axel getting a steal 3 seconds before the end of the half, and right after the steal by Detweiler, they call her on a travel. Detweiler, who averages 4 steals a game, had 12 steals against Onega, gets her first and immediately gives the ball right back to the Valley Heights Mustangs. For 10 turnovers on the half for Axel, there's only 2 seconds left of this half. Here's I thought it was going to be a shot by Eskrim, but I think she was trying to go for a pass and it was taken away by Detweiler to end the half. So our halftime score, 31-20. Axel down by 11 to Valley Heights. Here through 2 quarters of play, down to Twin Valley League Tournament. Winner looking on to move on to Friday. Winner will either play Lynn or Clifton Clyde. That game will be played later on today at 6:15. But again, Valley Heights 31, Axel 20. We're back here in 3 minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Helmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to our halftime show, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, down at 92.1 KMZA. Crit and Profit, MJ back in studio. We're here for the Twin Valley League Tournament coverage. Halftime show here provided by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, Onlinna Highland, cc.edu. We're at the half of our girls' game, Valley Heights Mustangs and Axel Eagle girls. Valley Heights here up 31-20 over Axel. They outscored Axel 16-10 in the first quarter, outscored them as well 15-10 in quarter number two. Axel, some stats here at the half, 13 rebounds, 1-3, 10 turnovers, 3 steals and assists, 5-for-5 at the free throw line. For Valley Heights, 10 rebounds, 2 threes, only 5 turnovers, 6 impressive steals, 5 assists, and 1-for-1 at the free throw line. Valley Heights, they have done a nice job in that first half about spreading the love around with the ball. Ava Smith, she averages nearly 20 points a game, but when you can have everybody else on your team hitting 6 points or more at the half from your starting lineup, that's impressive. 6 points from Smith, 6 points from Eva Mitten, 6 points from Lindsey Gray, 7 points from Paige Miller, and 6 points from Tessa Bigham, all the starters here for Valley Heights. When we can get that kind of stat line at the half, I mean, there's nothing really you can complain about if you're head coach Jordan Bronfman. And then you kind of look and dive more into the stats. Lindsey Gray, two threes. She's only taken a handful of shots here, those being the three-point shots. But you look at what else she's done. Two rebounds, three steals, an assist. I mean, she's done very well in this game for Valley Heights. Being that leading point guard, taking the ball, getting it down the floor to Ava Smith. We know she's a top player. We know she's a top scorer. But she did exactly what she needed in that first half. But she was needed. She was called. She made her shots, as well as keeping her foul count low. Only coming out of that first half with one foul. The first time these two teams met, she had three fouls by the end of the first half, and she kept in foul trouble, and I believe actually maybe fouled out in that first game, but don't quote me on that. But again, Ava Smith, she has to stay in here in this game for Valley Heights, and she's done very well. So Lindsey Gray with two fouls, Paige Miller as well as with two fouls here for Valley Heights. But again, keeping a lot of these key players in low foul trouble, there's a good half overall for Valley Heights. Not much you can really pick apart other than when you get turnovers, take advantage of them. I mentioned those six steals, but probably about half of those came away with points. The other half were turning the ball right back over immediately. So for Valley Heights, you do want to clean up when you get turnovers, utilize them, take advantage of them, capitalize them. But overall, Valley Heights connecting on all cylinders. But turning the page, looking at Axel, what they can do to go into the second half is continue to get this ball inside the paint, drive it in. We saw Maggie Ustropin, no points in that first half, but 6 points in the first quarter, but 6 points in that second quarter, as well as a rebound. Had three blocks in the first half with three rebounds as well. Maggie Ustropin is an all-talented player that can really elevate and continue to elevate this team here for Axel, but you got to keep a player like her involved. I said it last year when she was a freshman that she was one of the best players potentially here in the Twin Valley League on the girls' side, but just needed to get a couple more years under her. And already by year two, her sophomore year at 6'1", she is already providing so much firepower here for this Axel team. So going into the second half, you're probably going to see Maggie Ustropin, Natalie Ustropin, go inside a little more, get to that free throw line. Actually, 5-5 at the free throw line that first half. They're a great shooting team from the free throw line. All Axel has to do is get the ball past half court, limit the turnovers, be better inside the passing lanes. You clean up the turnovers, you're talking about a game that could easily sway right back to your favor within the single digits entering that fourth quarter, if not taking that lead before the fourth quarter. Axel can definitely make this one competitive. It'll be the first time Axel could beat Valley Heights in 10 years. It's back to 2016, the last win for Axel against Valley Heights. All right, we'll take a 2-minute step aside. We'll back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network again here for our second half coverage. Valley Heights 31, Axel 20.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to MSC Sports. Right now we're going to start a second half. Two quarters in 60 minutes altogether left here of action between Axel and Valley Heights. As Axel here starts this half off with a rebound from Caitlin Zettweiler. Axel down 31-23. Here, Valley Heights working with it. On Paige Miller. Miller on the far side wing. She gets it out to Smith. Smith to Vermitten. Vermitten driving inside. Throws an elbow. No foul called. Passes it out. Smith driving inside. Misses the long two. And now here, Valley Heights resets it. Back up to Smith. Smith missed shot. And now here taking it is Reagan Hazenkamp. Off the rebound for Axel. Axel with it. Down under. Maggie's dropping. She's fouling her way up and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. 6:54 left to go here in this third quarter. 31-23. An 8-point lead for Valley Heights over Axel. Maggie's dropping here up at the free throw line to shoot two. Her first shot is up and out to the right side. Shout out to a couple more of our sponsors of the Twin Valley Tournament, Medina State Bank and the Bank of Highland. We're going to implement B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helena Agri Enterprises, Community Healthcare System, Farmers State Bank, Onega, Highland Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, and First Heritage Bank. Maggie's dropped in. It's her second free throw shot after missing her first one. It draws it to a 7-point game. Valley Heights trying to respond. Vermitten, a long two, miss and rebounded by Natalie Stroppin. Down the floor, Axel, ball nearly getting lost. Caitlin Detweiler picks it back up. Axel maintains the possession. Ava Brockman, she is fouled. She will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. I talked about it at the halftime that Axel, they need to continue to be strong inside, fight down under. Those interior and paint touches. And here already in this game, in the second half, they've already had two opportunities up the free throw line. Maggie, she went one of two. Here at the free throw line is Ava Brockman hitting her first. Now aiming to hit her second, and that one goes through as well. So Brockman goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Axel coming out of the half, 3 of 4 at the line here on the game. They are 8 of 9. And now it's a 5-point game, 31-26. Valley Heights up by 5. Here's a steal on the far by Natalie Stroppin. Down the floor, she loses the ball, but it's last touch by Valley Heights. Axel, to keep this possession, they will throw it in from their own bench. Natalie into the left corner to Maggie. Maggie underneath to Detweiler. Detweiler out to Ava. Ava, 3. That is aired to the left of the basket. And that'll switch possessions here to Valley Heights. Axel, only down by 5, 31-26. Here against Valley Heights, 6:06 to go in this third quarter. Paige Miller, Miller to her right to Smith. Smith back to Miller. Miller to Bigham on the top left side. And now to Smith underneath, and Smith with a quick cutter. And Bigham with the assist, her second assist of the game. Smith does a great job of working against defenses, being able to find the open spots. And here, Axel handling it inside the paint. Detweiler, a couple of moves, and here's the finish. Detweiler, an impressive performance of double digits here against Valley Heights. Back-to-back double-digit performances here in the Twin Valley League Tournament. As Natalie Stroppin comes away with her third steal of the game for Axel. Down the floor, Axel, a three-pointer. Ava Brockman drains it from the far wing, and it's tied out immediately by Brad Brockman. Right as momentum is starting to really swing here for Axel. They were down by 11 going into the half. Now they're only down by 2. 33-31, Valley Heights over Axel. 5:17 to go in this third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kansaland Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online.
Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
So here in the third quarter, 33-31, Valley Heights over Axel. Valley Heights with the ball. Pass down under Bigham. Bigham out to Gray. Block in the corner near side by Caitlin Zettweiler. Flying in like, well, an eagle. Knocking that one out of bounds. But Axel giving it back to Valley Heights, or Valley Heights more so keeping it here from the inbound. Well, I say they keep it. And there they turn it over. So Axel, from that Caitlin Detweiler swat, gets the ball right back. Valley Heights turnover on an inbound play. And now it's 33-31. Chance to take the lead for the first time for Axel since the first quarter of this game. Underneath, Ava Brockman is good. The tied at 33 all. Here with 4:34 to go in this third quarter. Valley Heights. Axel, Valley Heights, back in control. Smith, jumper from the right elbow. It's missed. And there is going to be a foul on the floor in the paint. It's going to be called on Axel. Called on Caitlin Zettweiler, her first foul of the game. This half started with a big three-point shot by Caitlin Zettweiler, followed up by Ava Brockman at three as well. Both of them have 5 points in this third quarter. Axel, it's their best quarter so far with 11 points. It's still 4 minutes, 22 seconds to go. Rebound by Detweiler after a missed shot and a steal taken away by Vermitten and an open Smith finishes in for two. Mentioned that in the halftime as well, that this Valley Heights defense has been very well and they can capitalize on their turnovers. They can do things just like that. Turn the ball over quickly, get it down the floor and get points. Now they're back up by two, 35-33. Valley Heights over Axel with 3:53 to go in this third. Maggie, Detweiler. Detweiler to her left. McClellan, Natalie, Maggie inside, seal, and a foul will be drawn. Maggie will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Maggie, who one of two at the free throw line, first one to go up in this quarter for Axel. Here is her second trip. She hits her first. She's now made two straight. Axel has now made four straight free throw shots in this quarter as Ava Brockman hit two for two on her first attempt up. And Maggie, she misses her second but is able to rebound the shot. And now Axel resets with a chance to take the lead here. Only down by one. 35-34, 3:35 to go in this third. McClellan out to Maggie. Maggie shakes the ball over her head to Detweiler. Detweiler, Natalie inside off the front of the basket. And it's rebounded by Vermitten. Down the floor. This ball is loose. Picked up by Eskrim. Eskrim to Paige Miller. Valley Heights has the possession still. Vermitten dribbles to her right side. A screen is set. She'll pass it off to her right, and then a travel will be called on Eskrim. 9 turnovers on the game for Valley Heights. Axel will throw it in from the Valley Heights far side bench near the scores table. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. 35-34. Valley Heights up by one over Axel. Axel with the ball. A chance to take the lead since the first time. Since the first quarter. Here's a three-pointer by Natalie Stroppin. It's missed off the right of the basket. And a foul get picked up on Caitlin Detweiler as Vermitten rebound the ball for Valley Heights. That'll be Detweiler's second foul of the game. Well, actually, no. They're going to say the ball just, she knocked the ball out of bounds. I thought she may have grabbed the hand there. So no foul will be called. And now Valley Heights down the floor quickly. Here's the foul on Mia Vermitten as she'll go up to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul is on Avery Bussing for Axel. First shot is up and in for Mia Vermitten. Vermitten, first time up to the free throw line this game. She shoots 69% from the line this season coming into the night. She's now at 80 points on the year total. Next shot is up and follows through as well. That's just the second time up to the free throw line for Valley Heights tonight. They're 3 of 3 on the game. 37-34, Valley Heights over Axel, 2:38 to go in this third quarter. Valley Heights taking this ball right back. A takeaway from Kinsley Gilliger, first steal of the game. Valley Heights with it. Kick out. Gray, a three-pointer from the left side. It's missed. And boxed out for a rebound is Reagan Hazekamp and Axel. And a foul will be called on Valley Heights right after. It was on Mia Vermitten, the 5'7" senior. Valley's dropping. Back in the game here for Caitlin Zettweiler. And already 5 fouls in this quarter committed by Valley Heights. It puts Reagan Hazekamp up to the free throw line to shoot 2. Axel went 5 for 5 in the first half from the free throw line. Here, they've shot well. 5 of 7 at the free throw line in the second half as Reagan Hazekamp hits her first. Trying to help the team go 6 of 8 in the second half. 11 makes of the day, and Reagan Hazekamp does so. She floats the second one on in. She's now 4 for 4 in the line today. 37-36. Valley Heights only up by 1 over Axel with 2:18 to go in the third. Valley Heights has it on the far wing. Kick out for a 3 for Vermitten. It's bouncing off the back of the iron. And picking it up is Brockstrom. Brockstrom, who came out early in that first half with foul trouble, with 3 fouls in the second quarter. She's kept herself in quarter 3 here. Foul called on Axel. And get it, or excuse me, against Valley Heights. I call it on Gillig. Up to the free throw line is Maggie Stroppin here for Axel. And her first shot is up and in. Maggie Stroppin, this is her third trip at the line. Every time she's with 1 of 2, she hits the second shot. She'll take the first lead change of the game here for Axel. It's the first quarter. It's 37 all. 2 minutes to go here in this third quarter. This shot is up and good. Axel will take the lead 38-37. Stroppin goes 2 for 2 at the line. Our third lead change of the game with 1:53 to go in this third quarter. Axel 38, Valley Heights 37. Valley Heights with the ball. Gray at the key. Passes right side to Stevenson. Stevenson goes to her left. Eskrim Miller. And that ball is on the floor. It looks like a jump ball will be called. Possession error will go for Valley Heights. Ava Smith will come back in after her break on the bench. Couple of fingers taped up there on her left hand. As here she's trying to get the ball via bell play. It's thrown into Gray. Gray to Smith. Smith, right side, dribbling. Float shot, right block. Couldn't get the shot to go in. Hustle score, but Detweiler makes the rebound for Axel. And now, nearly a steal. Detweiler will be fouled. Some hands by Lindsey Gray. That'll be her third foul of the game. Valley Heights, a couple of players in some foul trouble. Lindsey Gray, one of them with 3. And Detweiler from the free throw line snipes her first shot. She is 4 for 4 from the line today. She went 3 for 3 in the first half. Now she's 5 for 5 from the free throw line. It was an absolutely incredible game. She had 9 points at the end of the first half. She got 6 points here in the second already. Her second straight 15-plus point game here in the Twin Valley League tournament. Valley Heights looking to respond with Vermitten inside. Could have hit the shot. Rebound by Maggie Stroppin. Maggie to Detweiler. Detweiler. Out to Bussing. Bussing, pick up, ball knocked out. Now in the hands of Natalie for Axel. 56 seconds to go in quarter 3. Axel, here their largest lead by 3, 40-37 over Valley Heights. They were down by 11 coming into this quarter, 31-20. Maggie underneath, off the board, in for 2. Axel has soared to life in quarter 3 here against Valley Heights. Valley Heights, Stevenson, inside drive, deflection, Natalie, down to Avery Bussing. Bussing stops on her feet, and she is hit like a freight train by Lindsey Gray. That'll be her fourth foul picked up on the game. Natalie Strothman for fourth steal of the game, and Bussing will go up to the line and shoot two. Bussing, her first shot is off and in. Incredible quarter for Axel. Yeah, 10 points in quarter one, 10 points put up in quarter two, but 23 points put up here in quarter three. They lead by 6, 43-37 over Valley Heights. Valley Heights has only put up 6 points in this quarter here at the free throw line. Bussing only going 1 of 2. Smith down the floor, driving, missing the shot in front of the basket. Bussing makes the rebound, nearly gets stolen, now puts it out to Detweiler for Axel. 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. A chance to finish this quarter out with a shot. For Valley Heights, you don't want to foul it. Detweiler drives in, and she'll be fouled to go up to the line and shoot too. So what I just said, Valley Heights, you know, don't foul before this quarter's end. And they do. Second foul on Gillig of this game. Detweiler from the free throw line. Her first shot is up and in. And I said it at the half. What everything Axel needed to do in this third quarter to come back and to have a lead going into the fourth quarter. And they have done everything and a couple of exceptions, which has been knocking down three-pointers here as well in this third quarter, but they have dominated inside the paint just as I said they would most likely try to do. And here to end the third quarter, a shot missed from Valley Heights. Axel of an 8-point lead going into quarter number four, 45-37 over Valley Heights. Axel looking for their first win here over this Mustangs team, 2016. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Around here, banking is still personal. Bedina State Bank is proud to serve our hometowns with branches in Bedina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three local banks working together under one roof with one simple promise, taking care of our neighbors. Decisions are made by folks who live here, work here, and care about this community. With a long history and a strong future ahead, Bedina State Bank is here for you, your family, and your farm. Bedina State Bank with locations in Bedina, Denton, and Highland. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth quarter of regulation between Axel and Valley Heights. Axel with the ball. Natalie Strothen will travel on the baseline and turn the ball over here to Valley Heights. But Axel with a 8-point lead, 45-37 over Valley Heights. Axel, they outscored the Mustangs 25-6 in the third quarter. They were down 31-20 at the half. Axel has been on a tear here in the second so far. And Valley Heights find a way to respond. Here, it's their first possession. They turn the ball over on it. On a loose scramble, the ball goes out of bounds. And now Valley Heights over 10 turnovers here on this game. A first half dominated by offense efficiency from Valley Heights has now fell flat. And Axel on all cylinders. They have fired in this second half. Is firing a three-pointer. Natalie Strothen. And it's hit. They'll count it for a three. Natalie, her second three of the game. And Axel now by their largest lead by 11. Both teams have had an 11-point lead in this game. Valley Heights drives inside the paint. Deflection and underneath Tessa Bigham on the rebound gets fouled and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Valley Heights placed third here at the TVL tournament last season. Excuse me, they lost in the third place match. They placed fourth overall. They lost against Donovan West 56-41. But still, they had a good run in this Twin Valley tournament and a run to get to the state tournament as well. Bounce the first round. Here at the free throw line, Bigham, the second shot is up and in after missing the first. Now it's a 10-point game. 48-38, Valley Heights down by 10 to Axel, 64 to go in this fourth quarter. Axel with it, Hazenkamp, Maggie, Detweiler, to Broxman on the far wing. Dribble, drive, loses the ball, stolen by Smith. Smith, Gray, Miller down the floor, and a foul called on Axel. Checking the number, they get it on Natalie Strothman. That'll be her third foul of the game. Both Natalie Strothman and Reagan Hazenkamp with three fouls for Axel. Two top players here for this Eagles team. Natalie, who struck two threes here in this game so far. Reagan Hazenkamp has got four rebounds and 4 points. Here at the free throw line, Miller goes 1 of 2. Misses her second shot after making her first. Rebound goes from Maggie Strothman. Axel here working an inbound to the near side, being swatted out by Valley Heights. Natalie, past the timeline for Axel to Reagan Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp to Detweiler. Detweiler, Maggie. Maggie on the right side wing. On her right side, back behind her, she transfers out to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp, Rochman, 6'6", 17 to go here in this fourth quarter. 48-39, Axel up over Valley Heights. Axel working inside. Natalie over back top to Detweiler. Detweiler, Maggie, Detweiler, stepping back, now driving inside, flip out, and stolen by Tessa Bigham. Too much passing. Not enough shooting there, and Valley Heights able to take advantage of it as Smith goes in for two. Smith now 12 points on the game. And another steal for Ava Smith as she's down the floor. A fast track. And one. A finish for Paige Miller. Smith snagging the assist as Miller will go up to the line and shoot one. A timeout will be called. It's going to be a 30-second timeout by Axel. 48-43. Axel only leads now by 5, but 5:41 to go in this fourth quarter. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
Paige Miller at the free throw line for the Valley Heights Mustangs. 5:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-43. Axel up by 5. Rebound off the miss shot by Smith. Smith missing the shot. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Valley Heights. So Smith misses the and one. Rebound was by Ava Smith. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Valley Heights. And Axel back in control. Detweiler trying to bring a full court press. She gets to Natalie. Natalie Broshman, open three-pointer. She'll take it, and she is fouled from beyond the arc. Up at the free throw line is Ava Broxerman to shoot two. 48-43, Axel up by five. But 5:31 to go here in this fourth quarter. First shot is up and good for Ava Broxerman. She is now 3 for 3 on the game. Axel, they have done an incredible job shooting from the free throw line this game. Well over 80% shooting. As Broxman, she misses her second shot. And she was fouled on a 3-point attempt. She gets 3 tries here at the line. In her first, missed her second. She looks to go 2 of 3 on this attempt. And she does. Axel now back up by 7, 50-43. Over Valley Heights with 5:26 to go in this fourth quarter. Lindsey Gray passes to her right side to Smith. Smith to Miller. Miller drives left side inside the key. Pump fake to the left on a pass and will drive inside. Misses his shot. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Axel. And now Valley Heights still keeps this possession. Under the glass, left side, pass in for Vermitten. She looks to her left, now straight in front to Gray. Gray dribbling back. Now to her left to Smith. Screen is set. Smith drives, tries to throw it up off the backboard, couldn't get it to hit. Lessing makes the rebound, Axel down the floor, and losing the ball, it's a turnover. Valley Heights back with it. 5 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 50-43. Valley Heights down by 7 to Axel, but with the ball. Miller stuck on her pivot foot on the far side, finds her outlet, and Smith. Foul called against Avery Busting on Axel on a push. Her second foul picked up of the game. First foul since the last quarter. Quarter number four, 4:51 left to go in this fourth, 50-43. Axel up by 7 for Valley Heights. Valley Heights inbound play under the glass. From Minton into Gray. Gray dribbles to her left. Now pass up top. Gray sitting at the perimeter. Drive in. Miller, Gray, Gray inside the paint. From Minton, turn around, shot, and one! Mia Vermitten slicing through a defender's hands. It was Natalie Stroppin she was lined up against, which that will pick up the fourth foul of the game for Natalie Stroppin. She'll go to the bench. Caitlin Jetweiler will come in. Natalie, a key player in this game. You want to keep her for those final tight minutes of the match, if possible. And Mia Vermitten here, 2 for 2. From the free throw line, or hits the and one, excuse me. And a timeout here is called. 50-46, our score. Axel up by 4 to Valley Heights. 4:41 to go in this fourth quarter. We'll take a 30-second aside. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
.441 to go here in the fourth quarter. 50-46. Our score, Axel up over Valley Heights. Here, Axel, they were down 11 at the half, 31-20. They scored 25 points in the third quarter, outscoring Valley Heights 25-6. But here in quarter number four, it's been Valley Heights who's been on the dominating side. Axel, 1 point, an 11-point lead. Both teams at 1 point, an 11-point lead. Axel, in this ball into Detweiler. It just came in for Natalie Stroppin. They're going to get a foul on the near side. Valley Heights getting a little aggressive. They'll call it on checking the foul. I believe Ava Smith. And yes, it will be. Ava Smith just fouled out of the game here for Valley Heights. That is huge, having your best player on the floor for the Mustangs have to come out of this game. So both teams with their top, one of their top players here off the floor, but you want to argue that the top player on this court, and Ava Smith, she's the most crucial one to be off the floor right here, and she's off for Valley Heights. Here's a three-pointer. Up and in for Ava Brockschman and Axel. 53-46, Axel leads. Now by 7 over Valley Heights. Vermitten to Gray. Gray. Top elbow. Bigham. They'll call a foul on Axel. Axel. They are already a double bonus. So Valley Heights will shoot 2 at the free throw line with Tessa Bigham. Bigham, 7 points here in this game. 1 for 2 at the free throw line. 2 rebounds and 2 assists. Her first shot is up and it's off the back of the iron. 53-46. Axel up by 7 over Valley Heights with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bigham hits her second shot. Valley Heights only down by 6. 53-47. Less than 4 minutes now to go in this game. Detweiler on the far wing. She's stuck in a 2-on-1 trap. Ava Brockman inside. Maggie trying to steal out a defender to go in. Hands it out to her teammates. Ball loose. Scrambled on the ground. This one still loose. And the ball went out of bounds. Last touch on Valley Heights. So Axel has it with Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler under the glass, looking to her right. Now to her left, over the top. She'll pass it to Ava. To Natalie. Natalie, who just came back in the game, kicks the ball around now. And Axel will lose it. So a scramble back-to-back under the glass. Now Valley Heights gets the ball off the turnover. Count, bounce pass inside. Tessa Bigham scores. Assist by Paige Miller. Her second assist of the game. Valley Heights without Ava Smith for the rest of this contest due to fouling out. They're going to find a way here to compete. Just like they did that first time. That was earlier on this season. For Valley Heights beat Axel 41-37. This one more of a high-scoring affair between these two teams. Axel by 4, 53-49 over Valley Heights. 3:17 to go in this fourth quarter. Inbound from the Axel bench. Axel has it. Natalie, right to Ava Brockman. Ava, her left, Detweiler, Raisin Hazenkamp, Reagan, out to Maggie. Maggie, Ava. Ava at the top of the perimeter. Looks behind her for a pass. Can't pass it off. She's struggling to try to get it out to somebody. And time has expired for her. She didn't get the ball out in time after picking up her dribble. So that'll be a turnover. And Valley Heights takes over with Miller. Miller on the far wing. Passes into Vermitten. And a foul on Axel. Already, we've covered one overtime game here in this Twin Valley League tournament. That was between, in our boys game, Frankfort, Washington County. That went into overtime 41-41. Washington County came out victorious with 57-47 over Frankfort. I'll tell you what, this is the Twin Valley League tournament. It is all excitement here at the free throw line here. Vermitten missed her first, makes her second. Goes one for two at the line. And now a timeout is called. 2:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights calls a 30-second timeout. Valley Heights down by three, 53-50 to Axel. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here in the MSC Sports Radio Network. Quarter number four, 2:44 left to go in this game. Axel only up by three, and they turn the ball over down the floor. It goes out of bounds. 20 turnovers on the game for Axel. They're up by three over Valley Heights, 53-50. Ava Smith fouled out in this quarter. The top player for Valley Heights, who averages nearly 20 points a game. She's off the floor for the remainder of this contest. Axel. They have one player who's in foul trouble with Natalie Stroh from the four. She's still on the floor here for the Eagles. Valley Heights inbound under the glass. After Axel kicked it, Valley Heights throw it in to Bigham. Bigham steals out down low. She's blocked by Maggie Strothman. And last one to touch it was Valley Heights that goes out of bounds. Maggie Strothman, her fourth block of the game. She's done an incredible job. Looks like the officials originally, now they're going to conversate here. I think originally they said it was Axel, and then they're switching to Valley Heights. And now the near side officials re-talking the official half court. Now all three officials are discussing who should have this ball. So they're trying to get this figured out. I didn't hear a color. Okay, they say white ball, so that is Valley Heights. So Valley Heights will throw it in. And here the official, both officials are talking to both head coaches, Jordan Broshman and Brad Broshman, trying to explain them, catch them up on the decision. They do. Whistles blow. Now we continue play. 2:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights inbounded on a quick three-point play to Gray. She misses. Rebounded by Vermitten. Ball in the corner. Last touch by Axel again. And Valley Heights will maintain the possession another time. Vermitten, great hustle for Valley Heights. 5 rebounds on this game. Vermitten looks on the near corner, throws it in to the elbow. Miller turns around, goes straight to the basket, misses, but Bingham has the putback. And now it's a one-point game, 53-52. Axel up by one over Valley Heights with 2:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Detweiler has it on the right wing. She dribbles to her left side. Now she's stuck between two defenders. She hands it off to her teammates. Miss Natalie into Maggie, losing the ball. Foul on the floor. They call on Valley Heights. Man, this is exactly what the doctor ordered here for the Valley Heights tournament. Great games, close matchups, big upsets, big emotions, all here in Washington County at Washington County High School for the Twin Valley League Tournament. Axel, pass in on the inbound, and they're going to get a foul on the offense for Axel. Going to be an illegal pick. That was called on Ava Broxman, her third foul picked up of the game. 1:54 remaining in this fourth quarter. It's a one-point contest. Valley Heights down by one to Axel, 53-52. Valley Heights at the top of the perimeter, left side, out to Vermitten. She drives on the right elbow, out to Stevenson. She's called on a travel. Pack your bags. Axel will take back over. That's a huge travel. And Axel will bring back in Ava Broxerman, who is just off quickly. She's got 2 threes in this second half. All 10 points in the second half as well. Natalie's got 4 fouls, inbounds this play from the sideline. She gets it right back to herself. Natalie, here out to Hazenkamp, to Detweiler, and Detweiler is fouled by Paige Miller. Paige Miller, she is in foul trouble as well in this game. She's at 3 fouls. 1:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Both teams are in the double bonus. Caitlin Detweiler at the free throw line. This is the most crucial part of the game for either team. As you know, both will be fouling. Caitlin Detweiler hits her first. If Axel can win this game, it'd be their first win since 2016 against Valley Heights. They've lost 11 straight games to the Mustangs as Detweiler goes 2-for-2 at the line. In that game in 2016, Courtney Heinen scored 31 points in the big win of 68-54. That was 10 years ago. Can Axel break a long streak here in the Twin Valley League Tournament? They have the ball in a takeaway. Axel back in control with it. Detweiler on the left side. Sabusing on the far wing. Passes off to Natalie Stroppen. Natalie backdoor pass. That is taken away by Avery Stevenson. And then right afterwards, a foul on Axel. This is huge if it's going to be called against Natalie Stroppen. I didn't see the number they put. They put it against Maggie. That is her third foul picked up of the game. Natalie will stay in. 65 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. The crowd from the other gym has entered to watch the final between this one and the other gym. That was the Centralia and Jonathan West girls. 65 seconds left to go here in this fourth quarter. A three-point game. Stevenson hits her second free throw shot, missed her first. It's a one-point contest, and a full timeout is called with 65 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's called by Valley Heights, 55-53. Axel hanging on by 2 over the Mustangs here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
so much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
55 seconds to go of regulation in this game. In the fourth quarter, 55-53, Axel up over Valley Heights. They took the lead in the third quarter. They were down 31-20 at the half. But Axel, they're right now in a dominating stretch with Valley Heights. They've closed the gap here. They're within it by two. And a travel called against Axel on Caitlin Detweiler. Axel, 22 turnovers in this game. And 50 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Valley Heights, you don't have to score this possession, but you definitely like to with just 50 seconds to go. Down by two. Paige Miller on the far side. Here's a three-point shot set up for Lindsey Gray. She misses it. Detweiler lets the ball goes out of bounds on the airmail sail. Valley Heights will give that ball back to Axel with 39 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. 55-53, Axel up by two, and Detweiler will be immediately fouled by Mia Vermitten. Valley Heights already their top player, one of the best players in the classification, and Ava Smith already fouling out of this game. She fouled out just the first couple of minutes of this fourth quarter. That was the third foul called against Mia Vermitten on the day. Valley Heights, this goes into overtime. They're definitely going to play on a thin stretch of players who are all amongst foul trouble. Detweiler hits her first shot at the free throw line, and she hits her second as well. Detweiler has not missed a single free throw shot in this game. She is 10 for 10 at the free throw line. She has had an absolutely incredible TVL tournament so far. The young sophomore is arguably probably having the best performance early on in this Twin Valley tournament here for Axel. Ball knocked out of bounds. Valley Heights has it. Down by four. 57-53 to Axel with 28 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. And the ball is knocked away off the inbound by Axel. Valley Heights will keep this possession with Mia Vermitten on the near side. 27 seconds now here to go. Vermitten looking to throw it in. She finds it to Gray. Gray drives inside. Float from the short corner. Peel out. Bussing makes the rebound and a foul to follow right after. And that's pretty much going to be where this game goes. Is rebound foul, rebound foul, rebound foul. If you're Valley Heights. And Bussing will head up to the line to shoot two. She can extend this game even more. Axel, they've shot well over 80% from the free throw line in this game. They have been very efficient from the charity stripe. And here the first shot is up and good for Avery Bussing. She's 2 for 3 on the game from the line. Just an incredible game here from Axel at the charity marker. A 5-point lead now for Axel, looking to make it 6, and Bussing does. Axel has been automatic from the free throw line. They're now up by 6 with 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter to move on in the Twin Valley League tournament. 15 seconds to go. Valley Heights trailing by 6. With it, Bigham in the corner. There's 8 seconds to go. And now a foul on the near side. It's going to be called on Axel. This may foul Nellie Strothman out of the game. Was that checking who that was on? That was against Bussing. That'll be her third foul. 8 seconds to go at the free throw line is Stevenson, but she misses her first shot. 7.9 seconds to go, down by 6. Valley Heights needs this free throw shot to go in, and Stevenson hits it. And a timeout will be called by head coach Jordan Brockstrom. It's a full 60-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds of it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 8 seconds left to go. 59-54. Axel leads by 5 over Valley Heights.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Kansaland Radio.
We have 8 seconds left to go the fourth quarter. 59-54. Axel leads over Valley Heights by 5. Valley Heights just called a timeout. Axel will have the inbound. If Axel clutches this win, it'll be the first time they've beaten Valley Heights in 10 years. That is half my age. It is incredible. An 11-game losing streak here against Valley Heights, and it looks like Axel will just put it in, and that'll be game 59-54. A 10-year stretch of losing streaks comes to an end against Valley Heights. Axel improves to one of their best stretches of games since 2015, a year they started 10-2. Now 11-2, and a chance to continue their run in the Twin Valley League Tournament. What an incredible victory, 59-54 over Valley Heights. We're going to take a couple-minute break, and then we'll come right back here for our post-game show, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises,
okay, that was
Seneca, Burn, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Burn, and Home City.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Final time here for our Axel and Valley Heights game. Then we'll get ready to fire and go for our next game. It'll be Blue Valley Randolph and Donovan West Boys against our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment. Brought to you by the Farmers Stand Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Axel Eagles come out victorious against Valley Heights, 59-54. Their first victory against Valley Heights in 10 years, an 11-game losing streak coming to an end. Axel ends at 59-54. They were down at the half, 31-20, and I set the halftime that all Axel needs to do is continue to drive the ball inside and clean up the half court take. Be able to get the ball past half court, limit the turnovers, and they'll be right back in the game. And that's exactly what they did. Axel came out, dominated the second half, third quarter outscored Valley Heights 25-6. In the fourth quarter, they were outscored 17-14, but again, by then, had already gotten up on the board so much. They had dominated that third quarter. It was the only quarter that they had dominated, outscoring Valley Heights. Axel was led by Caitlin Detweiler with 21 total points. She had 16 points against Onega. She's got 21 points here against Valley Heights. One of the best performances by any player here early on in this Swin Valley tournament. And she is only a 5'5" sophomore. Two steals, a block, 21 points, and 7 rebounds. Caitlin Detweiler is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Axel will now move on in the primary bracket. They'll either take on Lynn or Clifton Clyde, two ranked teams in Class 1A and both Class 2A. That game will be decided around 6:15 p.m. Again, our next matchup here will be Blue Valley Randolph and Donovan West. Upcoming, we'll take a 6-minute break. We'll be back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
Tried changing your own tire, huh? Now you're sweating, cussing, and your jack's buried deeper than your third divorce.